Blog Talk Radio. I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
That's right. I'm thinking about getting a flu shot. I was talking to my mother this morning and talked on yesterday's show about I might get a flu shot. And now, after I've been sick nearly 2 months with a bad cold and flu, now I hear that it is flu season. So I don't want to experience that again. I guess I'm going to up my game on eating healthier and taking vitamin C and more vitamins and so on, but I'm seriously thinking about going ahead and getting that shot. So I do not want to experience what I just experienced this past 2 months. I've had some bad colds the past few years. Went years without ever getting sick. I went years without catching a cold. And then the past 3-4 years, each year I thought that was the worst cold I ever had. This one right here, I thought it was going to take me out. And I do not want to experience this again. Honestly, I thank you all for your prayers. Your prayers really helped me. And I did not want to be hospitalized due to a cold flu and turn into pneumonia. I didn't know what was going to happen. But thank you. The cough is finally gone. I do clear my throat a little bit like this and give a little puff. But thank you, and I praise God. Thank you. I really appreciate your prayers and your support, those of you that cared and my friends who brought me soup, and those that just been very nice and kind and supportive, and you so on, because you know, I'm always concerned about others also. So I wish that on no one. I never had a setback, and that setback was something else, really. But I'm very excited about the new year, 2014, like many of you. But again, that was Karen Sharon, A Dread Days. Hoping those guys will be appearing soon. Okie Ricky will be coming back real soon. Of course, Draft based in New Orleans. I mean, you guys know True God Immortal. Last time I profiled him, like on October 26th. And so he should be returning real soon. And there are people that have never been guests on the show before that I'm looking forward to. And my Purple Peeps out there. There are plans for artists, Minneapolis Sound, you know, to be guests on the show in the near future. Also, you guys know I'm super excited about that, because we definitely need to talk more about the business of music, the business of the beauty business, the business of fashion, of sports. Countdown to the NBA All-Star Weekend. Looking forward to that. Wondering who we're going to talk to while we're down there. It's going to be so much fun. Super excited. Speaking of sports, congratulate the Hoodat Nation. I'm not one game at a time. Don't want to start talking trash. But then also I'm saddened by the 24-22 loss of the Dallas Cowboys to the Philadelphia Eagles. Even though I am a fan of Philadelphia Eagles, my teams are Cowboys and the Saints, and I want to see both of them, you know. If the Cowboys had won, it would have been the Saints and the Cowboys. So now it's the Cowboys in Philadelphia. And, you know, I know a lot of announcers were saying that, hey, the Cowboys prefer to play in the Cowboys Stadium, you know, instead of in that coldness up in Philadelphia. I believe the Saints will prevail and continue the road to the Super Bowl again. You know, this is redemption time for the Saints. I'm just going to leave it at that. Oh, and what's up to my friend in the chat room also. This is amazing, the playoffs. I was checking out Mike and Mike this morning in the discussion. And then even though Morning Joe, the discussion has been just amazing regarding the playoffs. So I can't believe it. The regular season is over. So bye-bye, and now it's playoff time. But really the game last night was a playoff game, right? And then another one was a playoff game. So in the regular season, today's Black Monday. Coaches have been given their pink slips So, wow. And I'm still wondering who we're going to hire for Jackson State's head coach and new assistant coaches also. You know, there's some colleges out there also in need for head coaches and assistant coaches and special team coaches and all that. So this is just amazing. But since we're still in Christmas season, I want to play Six String Woody's Merry Christmas G.I.s. You know, Christmas season almost over, so I'm trying to stop playing the Christmas songs. So I love this song so much. You guys know how much I love Six String Woody, based in South Carolina. So here is like a, you know, I'm trying to squeeze in the Christmas songs. So here, Merry Christmas G.I.s. And again, much love to all the G.I.s, those here in the States and abroad also. We thank you very much for your work. And those that work in law enforcement and service workers also, thank you. This is a busy time for you all also. You work a lot and spend less time with your families, and we thank you for the commitment that you make.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. I hope yours is sweet and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Culture Shock Entertainment Report have that are on lockdown. But I do have friends and do know people who are locked down, and I do know that some people do listen. I do network a lot with a lot of people in law enforcement. I am amazed at the friend requests that I get on Facebook from people who are in law enforcement. I'm aware that my family's a military family. Matter of fact, most of my uncles, maybe one uncle didn't serve, and that was like my mom's, like a half brother. But all of my uncles, I have cousins in the military right now, some that just retired. I mean, I had one cousin, she switched from the Army and then went straight to the Air Force, you know, just like her dad retired from. So, you know, I was in junior ROTC, if that means anything. It's amazing when you're serving your country and serving your people, serving and protecting your people, you know. I have a lot of friends in law enforcement, and it's an amazing job. Even people who work in the medical field, I think that it is amazing to be able to deal with those situations. And those are very important situations, people that care about our well-being and our health, and also people who are serving and protecting us. I mean, do you really think about what they do? You know, really, those of you that have family members and loved ones, wow, that is really important to us. I was watching a show yesterday where this guy was like a volunteer, he worked for the ambulance service, but he didn't drive the ambulance service. And this young girl was having a seizure, and you cannot drive the ambulance unless you're 21. He's 20. So he made the decision to go to get in the ambulance and drive and have the little girl having a seizure. And then he got reprimanded. He got suspended. So he decided to resign from his position. And this is, I was watching Fox News yesterday morning, and some of you probably seen that story. And, you know, they're like, well, what if he didn't go? But he was thinking about saving a young girl's life. And then, you know, one of the anchors, one of the hosts of Fox and Friends, he said, well, my dad had that job, and it is important to be educated in certain areas and know certain things. But still, that was an amazing story, though, to make a decision to go help a little girl, because that was a life-and-death situation. You know, some people die from seizures. So, but the little girl is okay, and he's okay, but they wouldn't say, we're going to suspend you, but he was like, oh, well, I'll just resign, you know. So he's probably going to continue to, you know, his career journey in the medical field, but he just, you know, instead of being suspended, I feel like I did the right thing, I'll just resign. But again, we're talking about the effectiveness of positive affirmations and self-talk, and I promise you, I talk about Norman Vincent Peale, there's Les Brown, Tony Brown. Tony Robbins. There's John Gordon. There are people that I network with. Danny Johnson, right? There are people that I network with also that are just amazing when it comes to sharing with people information and importance of positive thinking. And I mentioned that the book that I'm holding in my hand, one of the books that Norman Vincent Peale wrote, is about positive imaging. And positive imaging, what they say in this book, what he writes in the book, is that positive imaging is like one step up than just positive thinking, because that's when you really visualize yourself succeeding and being and doing things in a positive nature. One scripture in the book, Positive Imaging, by Norman Vincent Peale, is he says that Jesus Christ himself said, "For things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." That's Mark 11:24. And that's positive imaging right there, that scripture. That you believe, you see, you visualize, and you believe you have those. And it goes on, this is in the introduction of the book, and it goes on to say that that is the great promise that lies behind the theme of the book and positive imaging. And one thing about positive imaging, from the first chapter, says that, you know, because we've read positive affirmation, positive self-talk, imaging. Imaging is positive thinking carried one step further. In Imogen, one does merely think about a does not merely think about a hope for goal. One sees. So we're talking about information, step talk, but then just lead. I not only think, but image and visualize those things happening. One sees or visualizes it with tremendous intensity, reinforced by prayer. Imogen is a kind of laser beam of imagination, a shaft of mental energy in which a desired goal or outcome is pictured so vividly by the conscious mind that the unconscious mind accepts it and is activated by it. This releases powerful internal forces that can bring about astonishing changes in the life of the person who is doing the imaging. To illustrate right here at the beginning, and then he goes on to talk about a story. And so you need to get the book. If you have never read the book or read any of his books regarding positive thinking and positive imaging, you definitely need to. And because it goes on to talk about other things. But it's really good, those that are setting New Year's resolutions, to really think in the positive manner, to talk positive, to think positive, to visualize positivity. In the matters of like money, in the chapter called How to Manage Money Problems, he writes that if you would picture yourself debt-free with intensity and sincerity, if you would visualize vividly the happiness and peace of mind that sovereignty would bring you, if you would really make that your aim and give it top priority, you'll move toward the goal and finally achieve it. And that would be the result of imaging. So picture yourself, you know, debt-free. Or a year ago, I was nearly 200 pounds, you know, and I, you know, I'm a person most of my life I've weighed between 105 and 115, ballooned up to right at 200, right? Which I wish I would be in Dallas right now for New Year's Eve because, you know, the people, the staff at Doubletree was so nice and everybody, but Dallas always embraced me since I was a kid. But a year ago, I was almost at 200 pounds. Like, you know, I've dropped nearly like close to 60 pounds. I had to lose 20, 25 more pounds and really tone up my abs. But I was tipping the scale at 200 pounds exactly a year ago. You know, and I've lost like close to like 60 pounds. I have some way to go. I need to tone up my waistline. But that was a year ago. So about a year ago, I believed myself to be healthier. Or I would not be here. I would not be here. I did not continue to really stop talking about it, but be about it. And when, you know, and so I wish I would a year later walk up in the hotel of Doubletree at Campbell Center because the staffers would be like, oh, my God, you look different, you know. But I guess when I finish the weight, that's when they'll see me at the 20, 25 pounds. But, you know, you really have to think, well, I'm going to be fat. You need to think debt-free. You can think, well, I'm going to be fat-free. I'm going to live a fat-free life. I'm going to eat my favorite things, but in moderation and not just overindulge and stuff. You know, even those of us that's not so lucky in love, like yours truly, but a romantic, you know, we have to change, like Ebony Empress always talks with us about, you know, how to think, how to act, how to react, and appreciate oneself. And just be focused. We need to talk to Ebony in regards to the new year when it comes to people life, the happy singles and happy married people also, you know, so. It's just all in how we think and self-talk ourselves, and a lot of us have to positively self-talk ourselves because of people, the naysayers, the people who belittle us, and people who have nothing good to say about anything or anybody, about you, even about themselves on occasion. You know, so in the midst of all the negativity out there, it's important for us to be able to hold our ground and be positive. Criticism is important. It has its place every day, every minute. But when it's in negative form, people in abusive relationships, people on the job, sometimes your bosses have the nasty way of talking to you. You know, it's important to stay positive and think positive and visualize positive. You know, sometimes that's how bosses and management and coworkers are. But you cannot allow that out. External forces control you. You have to be positive. You have to think positive. You have to keep God first. But there's a way to maintain oneself. And it's easier said than some, you know. It's easier said than done. But, you know, that we know, we really know. But we'll continue on. I'm glad I have visitors in the chat room. And thank you. You were celebrating 3 years on March the 21st. The live streaming has stopped, but it is has about 10 to 15 more minutes. You know, this season been doing more like 30, 45-minute shows, and we'll start back doing more than that. You know why we're in New Orleans. Got to do more than 30, 45 minutes. Got to do those 2-hour, 3-hour shows. You know, you never know who we're going to interview with. And speaking of All-Star Weekend, you know whose birthday it is today? One of my favorite guys, NBA guys. Today is LeBron James' 29th birthday. And so looking forward to LeBron played a good game on Christmas Day, did he not? I love seeing his family in the stands, Savannah and the kids. And he is so interactive on social media. It is just amazing. Because, you know, he was just sharing their Christmas Day in L.A., and then he was talking about how he had more presents and Christmas gifts for his sons when they made it back to Miami. I thought that was so cool and awesome how they, you know, people have public business have their private lives, but it's amazing how you, they can share with others also. And others are like that also. I think that is so cool. Big shout out to Britney Spears also. Keep hearing that she received great reviews beginning her residency in Las Vegas, 2 years. You know, she's from the Deep South. Kent Wood is just a couple hours from Jackson, Mississippi. And I think she was born in Mississippi, like right across the border. But, you know, she's from Kentwood, Louisiana, which is only a few, 2 to 3 hours away from Jackson. So very, very excited for Britney Spears. I'm a big Britney Spears lover, you know. So I hear that she's really, really rocked it. I've been enjoying that movie that they have been showing on the E! Network on Channel 56 here with Comcast. So that's pretty cool. It's cool to see the behind the scenes. Of how your favorite, but Britney, she's never shied away from letting us see some behind the scenes. But I'm glad that they produced that film for E to share with us. I Am Britney Jean, very cool, very awesome. But the based in Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry and Selena Gomez all had a blast at the concert last night. So that's pretty cool. So I'm gonna play Merry Christmas, guys, one more time.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. Take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. This one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I. sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, I hope yours is sweet and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah, Merry Christmas. Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I.U. Christmas, GIs.
Wow.
And thank you.
And thank you. Love it. I'm looking at James Van Frog. You know, the guy that talked to our loved ones on the other side. I'm looking at his website, and his website is Heal, You Can Heal Your Life. And he says he has some inspiring affirmations that are easy for positive talk. And he says that change your attitude, change your mood. And this is published on November 22nd on my mother's birthday this year. And he states that if you have an open, loving, positive attitude, anything burdensome in life can be lightened. Attitude is vastly important. I have more than something else to say, but I am a big fan and big supporter of his work, and this book's very important and to share with you all. Attitude is vastly important because it presents your image to the world, and it's the driving force behind behavior. Your attitude influences your world and everything you do in it. It defines the energy you send out and, in turn, takes shape and color in your circumstances. If you have a positive attitude, you are more welcoming, and people are drawn to you. A positive attitude opens you to the flow of life. If you are depressed, angry, and unhappy, no one wants to be around you. Exactly. You literally push people and opportunities away. And I definitely want to attract people and attract opportunities, you know. I don't know about you, but from what I've been hearing and networking with friends, most people do. We all deserve our private time alone, but at the bottom line, you know, we still want to be able to successfully interact with others. So one of the things that you have the freedom to choose which attitude you want to adopt. There is no perfect way. Each way is unique to each individual. Knowing that you can choose how to react is especially important when unexpected problems occur. Remind yourself of techniques to keep a positive attitude. In doing so, you are guaranteed to have a happier life. Because it's hard for me to stay positive, because Lord knows I've been praying and be so happy when I am legally single again, divorced. You know, I've been married my second husband in '97. Soon after the marriage, you know, went downhill, and you know, I've been, you know, I have my, you know, my attorneys and. But still, you know, and he's the one that filed for divorce and sent me papers, you know. So, and we're not still not divorced. And so I do my best to be upbeat and positive, but I have my sad time. And I'm sharing this with you guys because it's important for friends, right? And so, but I would be so happy when I am finally free, when I see that divorce decree, when I am legally single to live a happily single life and maybe, you know, happily attract a special guy and have the choice to either remain single or get married for a third time. You know, it saddens me because, you know, I'm 45 now, my childbearing years. You know, I want to have one or two kids. My clock is still ticking, but how much longer does it have to tick? You know what I'm saying? So it's important for me to stay upbeat and positive in regards to that. in itself, you know. So I'm hoping and praying to be legally single real soon. So that right there. So you don't know what certain people are going through. People might have health situations that they're going through, or a need to be promoted, or need money, or need a raise, and just dealing with what's going on in the world and government and in our communities. You know, people have concerns, crime, and so on. So and sometimes it's not easy. I've seen so many people say they're so glad to see 2013 leave that it's ridiculous, you know. So, you know, 2013, you know, it went by fast. It went by so fast for me. I stuck to my New Year's resolutions. We will be talking about tomorrow, New Year's resolutions and so on, and we'll be talking about it for a long time, won't we? But it's important to, you know, it's important to be goal-oriented every day of our lives. Well, let me go ahead and finish this right here before it's time to end the program. Positive affirmations by simply changing your personal self-dialogue, you can bring positive things to your life. Here are the three statements that shape positive self-dialogue, and this is self-talk. Self-dialogue. You know, sometimes people, you know, I'm a kind of person, and I learned this from Norman Vincent Peale teaching. You know, it's important to listen to people who are naysayers and talk about you and stuff like that, because Norman Vincent Peale said he listened to people who criticized his work before, and he will pull out what is true. And that's how I deal with people, too. You know, because sometimes it might be some truth in there, you know, in midst of all those slanderous lies, you know. So, you pull out what you believe is really is true and work on correcting those. The things that you know that are not true about you, you know, just let them go by the wayside. Sometimes people start believing things that other people say about them that's definitely not true. You're a loser. Some people start thinking, people call you a loser. I say you'll never succeed at anything. Sometimes you start thinking that way. I'm a loser. Or I'll never succeed at anything. Maybe so-and-so is right, but that's not right. I was listening to Joel Osteen yesterday morning, and, you know, he said get rid of that what-if attitude. If only attitude, if only I had done this, if only I had done that, you know, if only. He said for us to get rid of that if only attitude, because that's another person who's really deep on positive affirmations and scriptures that in scriptures, but it goes on to say that James Van Praagh goes to say that by simply changing your personal self-dialogue, you can bring positive things to your life. Here are the three statements that shape positive self-dialogue. I am is a statement of who you are. I can is a statement of your potential. I will is a statement of positive change in your life. I have some of my wheels on my list this year. I am statements of positive affirmations of a real state of being that exists in you. I am competent. Like, you know, people say, well, you're so stupid or you're so dumb or you're so slow. And you know that's not true. I am competent. I am patient. I am forgiven. I can statements of positive affirmations of your ability to accomplish goals. I can lose weight. I can let go of guilt. I can handle my children. Then there's a I will statements or positive affirmations of a change you want to achieve. I will like myself better each day. I will give others responsibility for their lives today. I will feel good things about myself. To attract positive, joyful, and prosperous situations to you, you must be that way yourself. Exactly. You know, some people tell other people how to be, but are they practicing that themselves? If you have an open, loving, positive attitude, anything burdensome in life can be lightened. Therefore, it is important to be aware of your mood. It is created by your thoughts. Every day you have a choice of how you will behave, the mood you would give out to the world, and how you want people to know you. Now, if you want something in life, first you must think of it. Put your attention behind it and keep your focus on it. It is almost like baking a cake. The thought is in the oven, and you have to keep it baking with belief. You have to see your thought manifesting and becoming real. Never forget you are a child of God. Follow your heart and be true to yourself. Be true. That's my own name. Never live the life of another. You have to create your own road. You have a responsibility to be the best you can possibly be. So keep your mind and heart open to the higher aspects of your being. And you will harness the power of a loving and fulfilling life attitude. And at the bottom, it says that James Van Praagh, I used to love it when he had that show, is considered a pioneer of the mediumship movement throughout the world and has been recognized as one of the most accurate spiritual mediums working today. James was the co-executive of CBS's number one drama, The Ghost Whisperer, starring Jennifer Hewitt. Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I loved it when he had his talk show. It was so much fun. But again, I thank you all for spending time on this Motivating Monday. I hope you're getting all ready. You know, one of my longtime Facebook friends, personal trainer, coach, Body Beach, will be coming on appearing in the near future to talk with us regarding their different programs and also educating us on how to stick to our New Year's resolutions and weight loss goals throughout the year. So looking forward to my dear friend, longtime Facebook friend, Tish, coming on one Monday, talking with us regarding living healthier and happier lives also. So that should be so cool and so much fun. But I think it is almost time for the show to end.